Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you from our latest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Think Positive, Live Happy. Today, I'm sharing two really simple tips that you can use to create a happier life. One tip you can do by yourself in just one day, and one you can do as a group activity, maybe at Thanksgiving or Christmas or any other gathering where people are willing to be a little more introspective. What I love about these tips, which I picked up from this book, is that they are so easy to implement and so obviously effective. And that's why we made this new book, to be entertaining and inspirational and eminently useful all at the same time. So, in our first story, Courtney Wright tells us that she was in her early 30s and her career in teaching was not working out as she had hoped. So she quit her job and she moved back in with her parents while she tried out a new career in the corporate world. Well, living with her parents again in her 30s proved to be an even bigger challenge than taking on that new job, because she had been independent for a long time already, and now she was back under her parents' roof, and she says she acted like a real jerk. She yelled at her mom when she bought junk food, and she ignored her father when he tried to give her advice, and then she had the nerve to complain that her mother was doing her laundry the wrong way and that her dad watched the wrong TV shows. Courtney couldn't wait for this year of living with her parents to be over, and I'm guessing her parents weren't enjoying it much either. One day when she was complaining yet again about how miserable her life was, her mother interrupted her and loudly said, "Why don't you just try smiling more?" Well, the next morning, even though Courtney thought it was a stupid suggestion, she thought about what her mother had said. She had said, "Don't wait for things to get better, make them better." So Courtney followed her mother's advice, just to show her mother how bad her advice was. She started smiling on purpose, even though she didn't feel like smiling inside, and she did this for weeks. She deliberately smiled at people, even though her life was awful. And then after a while, smiling at people became a habit, and Courtney, by accident, started feeling better because the smiling was working even on herself. Her perspective was changing and things didn't seem as bad. She says that it was still a challenge to be living with her parents at age 33, but somehow things were getting better. She started to love her new job. She made friends at work. And then she bought her own place and she moved out of her parents' house at the end of the year. She also started running again and she started to find joy in her life. And then she met someone, finally a guy who was good for her, and he made her feel even more light and happy. On one of their dates, she asked him what he first noticed about her. And he said that it was because she was always happy and smiling. At that moment, her mother's suggestion came back to her. "Why don't you just try smiling more?" And she says, that simple advice, which I initially fought so hard against, had changed me. And I definitely get that because I have read hundreds of stories in our Chicken Soup for the Soul books about how deliberately smiling really can turn you into someone who naturally smiles. You not only change yourself when you smile, but you change how the world reacts to you. And that creates a very positive cycle. So I use this technique all the time, even when I'm having a bad day. I just plaster a smile on my face and I lighten my steps. And I plunge forward into the day with that smile because it works.
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Okay, I know that that whole force a smile onto your face no matter how you feel thing sounds so overdone, but sometimes things that sound cliched really do work. And here's another one, a great idea from Chicken Soup for the Soul, think positive, live happy, and this is actually a fun group activity. So we have a writer who is a national newspaper columnist. Her name is Suzette Martinez Standring. And she shared a story with us about a New Year's Eve that she hosted. It was a family event, and there were 11 adults and 7 kids ranging from age 6 to 19. After dinner, Suzette decided that they should all write down a valuable lesson that they had learned in the past year. So they did that, and they dropped their advice into a bag, and then they decided that each person would randomly draw a piece of advice and read it out loud. Suzette suggested that they each announce one of their goals for the coming year before reading the advice that they randomly selected from the bag, and it ended up being eerie how well the advice seemed to fit each person's stated goal for the year. For example, one of the cousins was hoping to get his driver's license in the coming year, and he pulled out a slip of advice that read, "Know all the facts, don't be impulsive, a lack of knowledge can lead to a fatal mistake." And then another family member was preparing to take a tough exam to be accredited for his job. And his advice said, "Don't waste time watching so much TV. It's time you never get back." It took a while for the laughter to die down since he was such a movie fanatic. One of the cousins, a new college student, wanted to find a best friend but didn't know how to do it. See, she pulled out the advice that Suzette had written, which was this: "One size does not fit all. Discover and encourage individuality. Be compassionate with people very different from yourself." And then another family member's goal was to go to Europe in the new year. And she got advice from the 6-year-old in the family, and that was, "Learn French. It helps you to think differently." Suzette says in her story, "Often we ignore guidance from other people. Yet that night, whether it was serendipity or magic or family bonds, the advice we received seemed so tailor-made for us that we all listened, and we were better off because of it." So I have to say that when we all read this story at Chicken Soup for the Soul, and of course we read it from the thousands of submissions that came in for this book, we all talked about it and we all decided we were going to try this ourselves during the coming holiday season. If you try it, let me know how it goes by emailing amy@chickensoupforthesoul.com. Maybe there will be another great Chicken Soup for the Soul story in there for one of our upcoming books. So that's it for today. 2 great ideas from our new book about how positive thinking and attitude and gratitude and sharing advice and faking it till you make it and all that other good stuff can make your life happier. I'll be sharing 2 dozen stories in total from our Think Positive, Live Happy book. So keep listening for more of them on the podcast, and be sure to listen to past episodes as well so you get to hear all of them. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple or Google or wherever you like to get your podcasts, and come back for the next episode to hear 2 stories from our new Christmas book. We're going to start getting you excited about the upcoming holiday season by focusing on some of the things that matter the most over the holidays, with 2 stories about neighbors helping neighbors in some very interesting ways.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.